Parsha Shemois, Sefer Shemois. Right, Ramban says this is the Sefer HaGaula. The Bereishis was the Sefer of Yitzira, literally creation, and as well of the Avos and the starting of the Maisa Avos Simul Labanim. Zok Ramban, that Simul Labanim, this is where what's actually going to come out, how it played out in Sefer Shemois, that's going to be all going to correlate. Everything from Shibud Mitzrayim. Everything, the Golos Avram went down to Mitzrayim and came out of it. And that's what's happening to Klal Yisrael over here. Chehena v'chehena, all the lineups and matchups that had happened. Ve'el Shemais B'nei Yisrael Habayim Mitzrayim says a very interesting medrash. Ve'el Shemais B'nei Yisrael Chesech Shivtei Seinu B'nei V'ayav Eis Shicharei Moser. Spare the rod, hate the child. One who loves him gives him Moser. I don't think most guys leave out the last half of that proverb. In other words, Vazak the Medrash, Kayaitse, that we find by Avram Avinu, that because he did not hate Yishmael, v'chulu, Medrash is Mamish Meirich, that's why he was Yaitse L'tar Basra, and that's why he ended up hating him, Avram, the richest of the rich, he sends his kid out with nothing to the desert, and that's why he basically ends up dying from starvation and from dehydration. Yes, because that was the end result, because he held back. And so to Yitzchak, to Esav, and so to David, to Avshalom, and so to David, to Adonio ben Chagis, flips the Medrash and says, Masha ein kein, Avram to Yitzchak, Yisrael bebeis Talmudai, he hit him and gave him a patch v'tzadav design the proper way. And that's why he became Yitzchak, and he loved him. And you see, ad kedei kach, that he told his father, please tie me, that his father tied him up, and he didn't hold back at all by the Akedah. And so to Yitzchak, to Yaakov, Yisrael beis Talmudai. And so to Yaakov, to the Shvatim. What's the Raya Yaakov to the Shvatim? Zok the Medrash, Hevei ve'elish meis ben Yisrael by Mitzrayim. The fact that Yaakov had kids that went to Mitzrayim, who the Torah is proud of and calling the Shifti Yisrael, it must be that he hit him. There's no other way. There is no other way. That's, of course, what it did. Because otherwise, it's not going to go. It's impossible. Impossible. So therefore, wow. For us to take out of that to give, no matter what everyone, what the Guy Chevelt is saying, we don't hit with bicycles and chocolates. The way to hit is the proper mussar. How that is, okay, good. One has to go have a Rebbe and learn what that is exactly. But that's the point coming out of the first Medrash. The oft quoted Balaturim is the Ve'el Shemais B'Yisrael stands for Va'adam, a person Asher Loimed, that learns Haseder, the Parsha Shnayim Mikra Ve'Echa Targum, two times the Psukim and one time Targum, V'Kol Noyim, in a nice tone, Yashir, straight, Yichye, Shanim Rabbi, who live many years, Aruchim, long La'olam, forever. A similar lashon from the Levush and the Prima Gadim and the Chida, v'chayiv adam likra haparsha shnayim mikra v'echa targum v'zeh hayavim kol b'nei Yisrael. Everyone is chayiv to do this. It's only a mitzvah darabanan, but yet Ramesha Feinstein brings us down that even as much as that people might have to give up time for the learning, it's mefursha halacha, and it has to be done. Why is it specifically over here? There are those who say because these psukim don't seem to have any targum on them right here with the names of the shvatim right in a row, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Sachar, Zvulun, and Binyamin, Dom, Naphtali, Gad, Asher. The question is, Lamaisi, you had psukim like this in Vayigash. They say over from Ruchaim Knievsky, this is to give people a little bit of a chizik if they fell off from Sefer Bereishis. I'm trying to daf yomi when they finish Seder Ma'id, when they finish, say, okay, jump on the bandwagon now, don't just wait for next time. So too, wherever you're holding, okay, fine, no matter what. Bereishis, long parshas, 12 parshas, don't worry, you can jump on the bandwagon now. Sefer Shemais, Parsha Shemais, go ahead.
He says you got to do it pleasant way.
Yes. So, if you're not going to get anywhere, then definitely it's better. It's definitely better to just make sure you're doing it. But yes, that is exactly to bring out a point from there that someone should try. It is difficult. First, we should try getting to do it. That's certainly. Then eventually, what we should strive towards is the fact that yes, it should be done in a nice way. Okay. The first thing is that we get to the Shnayim Mikra. That's definitely the Iker. Oh, Vayikol Nefesh Yotzei Yerech Yaakov Shivim Nefesh V'Yosef Hoye Mitzrayim. V'Yosef Hoye V'Mitzrayim. Yosef was a Mitzrayim. What does that mean, Yosef was a Mitzrayim? Rashi tells even Valoi Hu Bon of Hayoim Shivim. They were with the 70 anyways. What's it coming to teach us? Eloi Diacha Tzidkasish Yosef. It's coming to teach us the righteousness of Yosef. Hu Yosef Harei Seinoviv. Hu Yosef Shayim Mitzrayim. V'Nasim Elch Vayim B'Tzidkai. This is Yosef who stood through all those, stood the test of time, and remained Yosef Atzadik. In other words, even in the depths of Tumah Mitzrayim, he remained Yosef Atzadik, and that's what it means. It's only because he remained Yosef Mitzrayim, that's why there were a 70. If he wouldn't have remained Yosef Mitzrayim, we don't care about factual censuses of 2020. He would not have been counted as part of the 70.
Only
tzaddikim. Vashtet Rashi melech b'Mitzrayim, as if that's like a nocha darga down. Mitzrayim, melech b'Mitzrayim. What does that mean? Shouldn't a melech be able to run? What do you mean? He can make his own schedule. He can keep himself separate, build his own palace. Shouldn't that be able to be an easier way to keep it? Why does it seem like this is a chalik of the bad? So the answer is, when we think about it, when are we really bosses over ourselves and when are we slaves to other things? If we listen to a set of rules by a yeshiva, siddurim of yeshiva, keeping to a seder that we set ourselves up for, is that enslaving ourselves to something? Is that the opposite of freedom? Is freedom really when we do whatever we want, listening to the Yetzer Hara? I'll wake up whenever I want. I'll make my own schedule. I'll do whatever I want. I know better. Yeshiva says, say this from 9 to 1. No, I'm going to learn from 8:45 to 1:15. I'll be not to learn yeshiva say there. Does that guy sound like he's free? No, that guy is not free. That guy is enslaved to his Yetzer Hara. Taking charge of Yetzer Hara and saying that, no, I'm going to do what this yeshiva says. I'm going to do what this Rav says. That's not all goody-goody, shtelling tzua, what are you doing? No. That's I'm taking charge of my situation, putting myself there. Therefore, Yosef being a king, fakert, that added to the test. Being Mitzrayim added to his test, and being a king added to the test. Bishop, if he would have been a slave, so a lowly slave. Okay, you know, whatever, there's not too much time to do Averis anyways, and the little bit of time, you're in already in the mentality of doing something for someone else. But when you're a king, where the mentality is, I do what I want because I want, when I want, then it could have been much worse for him. Therefore, Baruch Hashem, even while he was a king, he withstood the test of time, and Oymed B'Tzidkai. Vayomus Yosef Cholachov V'Chol Adarachu. They all died. Zokta Sipurnai, they all died. Kol Shivim Nefesh, Shleiba Adar Lekil Kol Gomer Kol Yimeim. That as long as the 70 were still alive, the generation of Mitzrayim, of Kol Yisrael, who saw them, did not, or while they were around, did not come to disruption, to destruction. What does that mean? Why doesn't he say Yaakov Avinu? Now, I know the 70 lasted a little longer, but it almost sounds like it was the 70. What happened to Yaakov? Anyone born the day after Yecheved got to see Yaakov for quite a nice amount of time, and there probably were many, many, many kids who were born and were like that. I wasn't that enough to give off Hashpah. If Rav Chaim Kanievsky came to Yibadul Chaim, so let's take what's called, if Rabbi Yashiv came to live here for 17 years, you don't think any kid in this town would steig off that the entire rest of his life and would be able to be Mashpia as such? So why is the supporter coming off the 70? Feist is a scary thing. Yaakov Avinu, not in Eretz Yisrael, not because he was lower, but the outside koyach to be mashpia that would come off of Yaakov was infinitely less in a way, enough that it wasn't the same as the 70 as a group as a whole. Good, that was able to hold. But Yaakov himself, it would not have been able to hold on the dar to, in a way, to go back to because they were in Chutz Aretz in Mitzrayim. Maybe because the Tumah Mitzrayim, Chutz Aretz are strong.
Why don't we all move to Nebraska to be our time
kind of Okay, so that we have to know already. Good. Some people in Chavi they do go move to Eretz Yisrael. Like David Shlistel said, Lashavas Ma'aseh Chaim Volozhin said, last stop of Torah is going to be through America. Good. We have to know why we are where we are when we are, but Yeah, in a chanami. You have to know if Eretz Yisrael is kedai. Eretz Yisrael, you're definitely mekayim a mitzvah like the Ramban of living there. It's even today, Abba Lamaisa, even by the Pesach Seder over there, they say Lashon Abba B'Yushalayim. Why? Because Lamaisa, it's galus. Lamaisa, even over there, it's galus.
My Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, 35 years ago when I was there, so somebody asked him, do you have to live in Israel? So he just laughed.
Interesting. I'm saying yes. According to Ramban, you're for sure Mekayim Mitzvah. It's no question. But yeah, one has to know the situations. Okay. So Yosef dies. Now, when did the Shibud start? When did the Shibud Mitzrayim start? So it sounds like right now. Vayakam El Chadash, Vayavidu, it sounds like it started right now after Yosef died. And so too, there's a Medrash that's mashma like that. Lamaisa Rashi later on in Parshas Va'era seems to say when Levi, the last of the Shvatim, died, that's when the Shibud started. Not only that, Rashi, the beginning of Vayechi, says that why is the Parsha Stuma, why is the Parsha closed? Because when Yaakov Avinu died already, the Shibud started. Not only that, there is another medrash that Stam says Mises Yosef. In other words, over here it's really saying Yosef and the Chol Hador. So what's going on? So Pashas, there were three levels to the Shibud. First, there was after Yosef died, a certain amount started already. Then there was Chol Hador Ahu. And then the actual Shibud, as we know it from all, the picture of Godless and everything like that, was only 86 years. That's why Vayimaru Es Chayeyem, which is when it all started, Miriam's name was Miriam because of that. Miriam's name was Miriam, and how old was she when they left Mitzrayim? 86 years. That part of the Shibud was really the more bitter, bitter, bitter part was only really 86 years. Fine. Why was Sheva Levi not included in the Shibud? I, Avram, was told that your whole, everyone. So what's Pshat? So there's a Zayar.
Don't they get a, what do you call it? Rabbi's exemption.
Oh, good. Ein Hachanami. Yosef, like we mentioned, Yosef set up for the Kayanim, for the clergy of Mitzrayim. It's true. That's Klapi the Mitzrayim, but Klapi Hashem, who's setting up, why they're okay. In Galus, what's going on. So the Zayar says, Bechomer uvilvenim, right? That's what they had to work with. Right. He says, Chomer is Kalvachomer. Levenim, which usually means bricks, is libun halacha, the whiteness, the exactness of halacha. In other words, there were two ways to mekayim the shibud. You could have been mekayim the shibud aidei shibud atayra. Look, pokhazi, how did the actual shibud start off? The Medrash says that it's vayasimu alav sarim yisim, alav namar. It doesn't say alehem. The first day, Pare went out with a brick around his neck as if it was the coolest thing in the world, the best thing in the world to do. And he got a lot of Yidden. It could be they, and they even said, we'll pay you by how many you do. That's why everyone did a lot. And then they got stuck to that. Oh, you did that the first day. I don't know if we say here or in Parshas Kerach, Kerach got so rich. You know why? Because he knew, Kerach was Bekeach, he knew that this is what happened, even though the rest of Sheva Levi didn't, he did, first day. So he did, let's say, one or two stones. Sumela, his quota that he had to fill was only two, but he sat making 80 every single day. He sold them off to the rest of the Yid and his brothers in order to help them fill their quota, so that's where he became rich. I forget if it's over here in Parshkar. Anyways, so there was a choice to be put yourself under the yoke of the Torah. That could have been a way. Be'eretz lo lahem, in a strange land. Nebuch, you have to learn Torah on the run. Yeah, Torah shel lamadti ba'afsam, the best Tosin and Shas were written during the Gzeres Tachvatat while they were running away. So they could have done that, and that's what Sheva Levi did. The rest of Klai Yisrael, unfortunately, did not do that. This also stems with, at the end of the parsha, Par says to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, l'chu l'sivli seichem. Almost as if you could just get away with saying that, well, Pari just recognized some Jews and he said, oh, go back to your work. Assumedly, he did know who Moshe and Aaron were, so what's he telling them? Go back to your work. Because you guys have a Shibud also. Go back to your learning of Torah. I don't care that you're not, you got to go back. What do you want? Like, just like Victor Miller, he would tell the Bachman Yeshiva when they would show up late. You show up here tomorrow morning on time, or the next, or you report to Fort Dix at 6 a.m. for the army. Yeah, it's not a player's game. It's a emes hazach that you got to do. Okay.
I missed that.
Yeah. Uvnei Yisrael vayat moed moed. Yeah, Rashi says shisha b'karas echad pashas. It comes from the six lashonis hapasuk. Paru vayishutzu vayirbu vayatzmu b'moed moed. Six languages used. That's how it brings out that there were six in one karas. The question on that is, the Trumas Hadeshin asks, then why is the Dibra Masch of Rashi vayishritzu? It should have been either on Paru, or maybe on the way end of the, finally after so many words, why there's so many words, why is it on vayishritzu? So Asach from the Mefarshi Rashi try to deal with this problem. Some of them end up saying vayishritzu, that why is vayishritzu splitting paru vayirbu? Usually it says perivirivi together. Why is vayishritzu in the middle? It's coming to say something about vayishritzu. Vayishritzu is like a lashon of sheretz. And the sheretz that is biggest, that gives birth, is an achbar, a mouse, a rat of sorts, and has six. So that's how Rashi knew that it has six. It's another pshat that vayishritzu, that paru vayishritzu equals shisha bekeres echad, minus two, so therefore b'ma'id ma'id fills that up. I rutted the rest of the words. I'm sorry, the rest of the words is another pshat. 1 second, so that's that pshat. Another pshat, the Dasakanim says, paru, they multiplied ke like vayishritzu. In other words, like shratzim, almost like we're saying before, like shratzim. I rutted the rest of the words in the pasuk doing. So you might say, very nice, like shratzim, but maybe they died. That's why it says vayirbu. No, they in other words, they remained around as many. You might say maybe they were weak. That's why it says vayatzmu. No, they were strong. B'moed moed, very, very strong. Okay. The Evan Ezra says that he's seen quadruplets, but the doctors say that there's such a thing as seven. Now, Paneach Raza, and for those learning Daf Yomi, it's the last Reb Kveger, one of the last Gilyan Ashases on the side of Meseches Brachos. Eventually, in a couple months, on Samach Gimel and Beis brings us down. Says that really there are seven possible places in the Isha for a kid to be created in. Three of them are to be a Zachar. Three of them are to be in a keva. The middle one, if it's in there, it's a tontamar andragonus. So therefore, that's why it's a bracha that it was only six, not seven. In other words, Evan Ezra, seven taka, there could be a seven. L'maisim edavissin, because what's called, some 20 years ago, California, there was eight, or whatever. When I said this over today, somewhere else, they said that there was nine. I said, yeah, and how long did they last? He said, yeah, apparently they all died after 6 days. I'm saying, it's a good medavissin. No, but the eight one, I think Taka went on to live at least for a year. I think the picture was after a year over there. Good medavissin, you have to know exactly how it works, whatever. But come on, this is...
Russia read more. I don't know what happened.
Yeah? Yeah? So Kobe? Kobe.
So, but I don't know what happened.
Kobe. The was not
to be
what
Kayam.
Exactly. That's what Kveger is saying. Gain Hashas. Okay. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Rabbeinu Bachai brings another raya to the six. Uri sen al ha of Nayim. When you see on the stones, hey, and the aleph is the six for the hey aleph banim. Hey ha of Nayim. Hey aleph banim. Six kids. The Mizanayim Latoira brings from Reb Lezer Gordon that his shver, that if you go work with the cheshbonis of how many becheres there are later on in Sefer Bamidbar, work it out with each family, it comes out that each family had about 55 kids each. We're not saying how many they had at a time or how many times this happened. Hakaponim, they had about 55 kids each. So in other words, it wasn't just, oh wow, one time shishu karesach. It seems this happened multiple times. Vatimalei ha'aretz aysam, the land filled with them. Vayakam al chadash havnas chakma, says the Maral Diskin. Vatimalei ha'aretz, since they spread out amongst the land. Yes, Pashas, you would have said they stayed in Goshen, but the Maral Diskin is being medayik. Vatimalei ha'aretz sounds like they extended Goshen. Once they left the ghetto, not an accursed ghetto, they should have stayed there. Once they left there, that's when it started. That's when the whole shivut started. Levi didn't leave. And that's why, what's it called? Zokt Avra, Hashem said, Be'eretz lo'ilohem. Goshen was whose? Goshen was given to Sarah B'ksubasa. It's a medrash somewhere. Rashi brings it somewhere. That Pari gave as a present to Sarah.
Oh, wow.
He gave her Goshen. So that's why Goshen wasn't stama made up of Yosef, it made up Chap, of where to be, although it taka made sense. Also, it was so Barat Lelahem was once they stretched into Mitzrayim. Hava Nischakma, let's figure out how to try to work out the Yidden. I don't understand. You look through our 2,000-year history of Galus. Isn't it always throw out of the land, expulsion, expulsion, expulsion? Why is Pari trying to sit to holding on to the Yidden? Why is he trying to figure out how to make it work? The answer is, it's our fault. We know that the Yidden, it's a question if Shleishinu Shmam, Lashainu Mabusham, those three things. It's a question of, did they not do any other mitzvahs? They only did those three? Or did they do every mitzvah and they did those three? But anyways, so he says that when you try to remain a Yid separate from the Goyim don't have as much of a hatred and a want to chase you out. You look through history, all the places that we got expelled from is because we were becoming too close to the Goyim, so the Goyim started hating us. You know where that comes from? Hashem. Hashem makes it like that bedafka. Why? It's Beis Halev in the sixth parasha. Beis Halev in the sixth parasha says that there's a medrash that says that Bnei Yisrael did not do Milah. Atam chidashtim shloi olam. Well, you guys made up a new thing not to do Milah. Really? How could that be? Forget about doing mitzvahs. Bnei Avram were commanded specifically by Hashem to do Milah. Forget about doing mitzvahs that they weren't chayvin yet. This they had to do. They're not going to do Milah. Has it even stim with Leshin Shmom Abusham? I don't know if it stims with that necessarily. It's like the Beis Levi Avada, they did Milah. It's not shaykh not to do Milah. But they had a very sichli stikazach. Logically, they said to themselves, the advisors, yeah, the big people, how are we going to make it through 400 years? How are we going to make it through 400 years? How do we have to look like the Goyim? What's the most defining thing to not look like a Goyim? The Milah. Before Matan Torah, Priya was optional. To actually pull back the Arla to make the a Yid look like a Yid was optional. So therefore they say, let's do the Milah. Then let's be Moshech Arla to make it look as if we don't have a Milah. And then we win on all grounds. You know what? But you don't, because the main point of every mitzvah is va'avda shchem ra'am, to make that separation. And so Hashem does us a taiva. How do we know it's a taiva? Because Tehillim says in Kapitel Kuf Hey, or Kuf Vav, a whole kapitel about the praising of Hashem, how he dealt with us in Mitzrayim and took us out, and it's all gevaldig, the makis, a lot of good things. In the middle there, there's an interesting pasuk that you wouldn't expect. Yeah, it's Kuf Hey. In the middle it says, Hafach libam lisnei amai. Hashem turned the hearts of the goyim to hate his nation. We're talking about praise over here. Lisnakil ba'avodav. And then sholach Moshe Avdai Arna Shabachar Bai. Where's the praise? Where's the praise? You know why, Zakta Beis Halevi? Because Hashem would have let it continue like that. If Hashem would have let Berlin continue, that they were the only place accepting Yidden into university. No one else accepted Yidden. They everyone knew to keep the distance. Berlin started now. Oh, let's take in the Yidden. But Maisa, then the Yidden started coming too close to the Gaim, and then that's where it fell, and that's where World War II started. Germany, one of the worst places. So, in other words, it's a toivah from Hashem for the Goyim to hate us. If they wouldn't hate us, then we'd fall, we'd become like a Goyim, and there would be no more Klal Yisrael. So that is why what Klal Yisrael did was incorrect with the Milah. That's why it says, Atem chidashtem shalom. Why doesn't it say you left Milah? Why doesn't it say that? Why does it say you did a new thing by not doing Milah? No. You did Milah, but you did a new way of doing it, not doing it, quote unquote, because you were Meshach. And that's what Hashem is doing for us. So that's also why Parai, I mean, irrespective of that part of the Milah, but at least of the Leshinu Shmam, Leshem Abusham, that for what we're saying over here, that we looked like Yidden, that's why Parai didn't feel the need to chase us out. all the other places that we got expelled from, we were trying to become like the Goyim. It's Medrash and Lecha also that says, Kisikri Bapochei Noyech, I forget exactly the whole pasuk that says in Yirmiyahu Yeshaya, when you sit putting makeup on your face, Lashov Tisyapi, says the Navi, it's for naught that you're doing this. Nafshei Chivakeshu, all they want is your soul. In other words, they're trying to destroy you. In other words, if someone forever, no matter what he does, is going to look disgusting to someone. So then, the more beautiful he tries to make himself, that person is even going to be more upset by it. Because, hello, don't you get the point already? Whatever you're doing, I'm not going to like you. You're missing the point. The more you try to show around, hey, bud, yeah, the slap this way, that way, I still hate you. You're making it even worse. So that's why the guy ran us out. But in Mitzrayim, they weren't interested in running us out because we did not shove it so much in their face. Shifra and Pua. Why does the Torah change their names? Yecheved, just call them Yecheved and Miriam. Zokt, Reb Asher, the son of Reb Moshe Sternbach, in the name of Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, this is Gufa, the Tafkid HaMiuchedes of women. This is a Tafkid. And therefore what? For some, I think Reb Yerocham said, someone who is being the Kaimis Tafkid, that's the biggest Shvach. That is the biggest praise that you can say on someone that they were being Kayim, the Tafkid that they were given for. That's what we're here in life for.
How does that get to the name Shifra and Pua?
No, so they were because Shifra and Pua is a Shifra, Shema Shapra, that she fixed them, the kid after they came out. Pua, that she said Poo Poo. Why are we giving we call him a plumber. Hey, plumber. No, call him his name. No. If the Shifra and Pua were doing their Tachlis, that is the biggest thing that we can take out. Ramban explains, and Apida Medrash also, they didn't just start killing people. It wouldn't have worked. Just like in Germany, it was a slow breakdown of the psyche, not just of the Yid, it was of the Germans themselves. The Germans wouldn't have done all that. If Hitler would have come out the way, Yimach Shemai would have come out the way he did. It had to be slowly. So too, Zakt Marashiva, Apida Ramban, and what's it called, that they slowly came out. First, Pari just told Yisroi, Iyoiv, and Bilam, way under, as I've, under the KGB, under the Kremlin. No one else knew about it. It wasn't on the headlines. It was secretly to them. And eventually, he went and was megala to, he thought, midwives that he could trust. Kill them when no one's looking. They'll be. Then eventually, once kids started dying, then it was like, oh, okay, now let's move it to the river. And the Ramban says, like we mentioned before, they used to pay them to do that. Once eventually became a normal thing, eventually they started charging the Mitzrayim to do it because the Mitzrayim got so into it. Until eventually it became that the Yidden were taka, unfortunately, dying right and left. So much so did it go like this. The Yidden didn't even chap that it was Parai. Haraya, Shteit in Parshas Yisrael. Vayomer Yisrael Baruch Hashem, blessed is Hashem, Asher Hitza Eschem, that saved you, Miyab Tzrayim from Tzrayim, Umiyad Parai, and from Parai. What's Miyad Parai? He's included with Tzrayim. Zok to Yisrael, I'm one of the only ones who knows. You think Parai was your friend. Yeah, Mar Shiva built a whole thing based on Talmud of Alojin. That when it goes through a whole mice of this buildup of it is of Shibur Mitzrayim until finally that the Yidden themselves go to Parai, and Parai goes, really? Can't be, let me do an investigation. And by the time a couple weeks later when the investigation, quote unquote, would be over, anyways, they stopped killing the Yidden. So they thought Parai was their friend. Yisrael says, no. Baruch Hashem that you got saved from Mitzrayim and that you got saved from Parai that you thought was your friend, I really know the real truth. You need Yisrael to be megal that to Yidden in order to say proper thanks on that. The Ben Yiroyer Tashichu and the Bas Techayin, right? A son is supposed to be thrown in the Yar and the Bas will live. In a way of something that we can take out from that Lamaisa, the Pardes Yosef says, a son should go Le'yoyra. What's the Yar? Water. Son is supposed to go to the Torah, which is Nimshal Lamayim, and Abbas to Chayon, and Abbas is supposed to be Tasik in the Mezainus, so that the house and the family can have food with what to eat.
To make the food.
Pshutik Mashmai. Vatchayenas ha'ilodim. Why didn't they just tell Parai? Why didn't they just tell Parai, you know what, sorry, we can't work for you. Okay, good, Amos HaMalchus, but Lamaisa, why didn't they just pull out of the whole thing?
In the beginning.
So the Chavetz Chaim says, brings from Yisrael Salanter, that there was a Talmud who was scared to be a Rav in a certain city. And Yisrael Salanter said to him, what do you want? If someone else is going to be a Rav in that city, he's not going to be a Yari Shemayim, he's going to run the whole town into the dumps. You need to go be the Rav in that town to run that town in the proper way. So too with Shifra and Pua. In other words, Hagufa, if they wouldn't do it, then who's going to end up being the midwives? People who are Nebuch, not such good people, might Taka be scared of the Malchus and Taka kill. Therefore, you are the ones who Gufa need to go do it. What's the schar that they got? The schar that Shifrin Pua got is Vayetev. I mean, all this Vayaslan Batim, and they got Batim. What does Batim mean? It means Batim Kahuna, Batim Levi, and Batim Malchus. Right, Kahuna, Levi, and Malchus. What Shaychus? Why is that a proper paying back for their schar? So Beryl explained, because what's happening over here? The sons would have died. Only the daughters would have been alive. Daughters been alive, there still would have been Klal Yisrael. There would have been Yisraelim. Right. It goes after the mother. But what wouldn't there have been? What's missing without the boys? Yichus. There would have been no proper genealogy in Klal Yisrael. Yeah. And what? So therefore, Hashem gave them the present of Kahuna, Levi, and Malchus, which goes with genealogy. Fine. That's why I went with that. Moshe Rabbeinu fights Hashem for 7 days. Why? Enochanam, he ends up getting punished in the end. But what was Moshe Rabbeinu thinking? And when does he finally back off? When Hashem says, V'racha v'samach b'libay, that Aaron will be happy. So the Rishonim explained that he was fighting for 7 days because he was worried about Aaron's kavod. He's worried about Aaron's kavod. Excuse me. Klal Yisrael, first of all, is sitting in Tsar for an extra 7 days because of you. Secondly, he's going to be learning with Hashem for 40 days and 40 nights. He's going to be the leader of Klal Yisrael. The schar is immeasurable, right, like the Gemara says. Simply because of a little piki that he's worried about, that it ends up, that it's not even going to be anything. That's what takes out everything? Dr. Biruchim, yeah. The Pasuk in Gehel says, Zvuv imaves yavish yabi Hashem arekeach. Little flies during the winter that are very, very skinny because they have no food, when they approach $1 million oil, they fall in it. If it's not removed right away, the oil will start smelling, a very bad smell, and will start bubbling and will be totally ruined within a short matter of time. Okay. Moshe Rabbeinu, what are we asking? He could have been Moshe Rabbeinu. He's worried about Aaron's covet? The answer is yeah, because he wouldn't have been Moshe Rabbeinu. All those things would have been true, but he would not have been Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is a full picture. And if there would have been one part that Aaron felt bad because his younger brother was going to the top, then that says that the person who ended up doing those things with Aaron feeling bad is not Moshe Rabbeinu. We have to take out of that when we go somewhere sometimes in life, unfortunately people, when they're running for positions or different things, I just need that to be a stepping stone. Someone's getting hurt from it. Someone's getting embarrassed. Someone's getting killed from it, whether physically, like the start of the state of Israel when they killed someone on Rabbi Chaim Zonnefeld's team, they killed Dr. Dahan. Yeah. Or even emotionally, that we ruin someone. Well, it's a little stepping stone, but look, in the scheme of things, in the big picture of life, I'm on the right path. No, we have to take the entire thing into account. There's one more Rabbi Yerucham at the end of the parasha. At the end of the parasha, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron are coming back to Parai for the second time, and the Shoitrim are leaving Parai, and they say Moshe and Aaron, and they say, do you know what Parai just did to us? Parai just gave us so much more work. Yeah, you're going to be really, really badly judged for this. What happens? Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Hashem and says that, what have you done? Lama eris lama zeh. Nothing's happened, right? Okay, fine. Hashem tells him, Atasira, that yeah, because of how you spoke, you get a little bit of a punishment now. You're not going to come into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, fine, very nice. Rashi in Kehelas says, Rashi Zayin in Kehelas says, Yeah, ki oishik yohailu chacham, oishik will mess up a chacham, the abed is leiv matana, and will mess up the heart of leiv matana, whatever exactly punk the taich is. Zogt Rashi. Ki oishik yohailu chacham, kshak sil, when a fool, mikantar sa chacham, messes up a wise person. Me'arbev daitai, he causes him to become confused. V'gam hu nechshal, and he can end up messing up as well. Zok to Rashi, straight Rashi. Dasan vaviram. Right here in this week's parasha, kinturu es Moshe. They messed up Moshe. Loimar, when they said Yir Hashem Aleichem, when they started having tainus against him, oh, Hashem should judge you for what you've done to us. Virbivu, and they caused Moshe to get confused. Vivdu es liboy, and he lost his equilibrium, vigar mulai, and it caused Moshe shehikvi keneged Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem, that Moshe had a taina on Hashem. Va'amar v'hatzel etzalta asamcha v'nenash pedavar, and because of that, Moshe Rabbeinu got punished. Shiva had to serve leisur melchem islam and alf melachem. A scary thing, because of dasan aviram, that is how Moshe Rabbeinu got messed up and ended up going to Hashem. What can we take out of that? First of all, that we have to realize that we shouldn't continue the train. Just because we get messed up by someone, we should be careful when we move on to the next thing, that we should not take it out on the next person. Because you see, we see that this is a actual state that it can happen, that some fool might end up passing. You know, you would have never talked like that to that person, but because of the fool, they caused you to mess up. That's one. Two, obviously Hashem took care of Moshe the way he had to. But for us, if we would be in the place of Hashem, then watching the whole train, perhaps someone who's speaking to us is doing that only because of the train, because they got spoken to that way. We should be forgiving to that middle person and think that perhaps that middle person really has nothing against us. It's because their boss unfortunately yelled at them during that day. And that's why it went wrong. And that is what we can take out, whether it's a husband to wife, whether it's parent to kid, friend to friend. That's something we can take out, something we can help them with. A guten Shabbos.